This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Braves will tie it. RBI for Michael Harris. 1-1 here at the top of the third.
Dylan gets my ear and goes, coming back with a highlight. Well, that was it. That's all we got. Oh. Unfortunately, that was... the highlight. That was the Atlanta Braves highlight from the game yesterday, man.
It was either that or Chris Sale's strikeout.
Yeah, there you go.
Strikeout might have actually been better.
He obviously was very good yesterday, so we want to make sure we highlight Chris Sale. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 9-0 on the game. Welcome back in. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us on your ride into work. I will talk in just a second during Mic'd Up about your possibilities for other ride options, which should be a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much for the tweets and messages we've been getting all throughout the show at 929 Morning Shift. If you want to hit us up, we'll get a wake-up call coming up at the top of the hour. Allie, our wake-up call topics are...
we're going to talk about your go-to card game.
Yes.
We're going to talk about whether the fines for Jeff Ulbrich and the Falcons were fair. And then we're also going to talk about what you are doing to be the spouse of the year.
Yeah, correct. And look, and you know what? I don't want to exclude Dylan from this. If it's the boyfriend or girlfriend of the year,
that
it
works.
Is what it is. I'm sure Dylan's got something cooking that you know, that he's had going on here recently. But
what I do every day, my everyday consistency makes me boyfriend of the year every single year.
Whoa.
Just putting that out there.
Whoa.
It's my everyday consistency. It's my effort that I put forward each day. So it's just all the things I do every day. It's
I feel like Bo's answer is probably the same. Like Bo's like, yeah, I just, you know, I'm me every day. And it is what it is, and I'm feeling good about it.
I'm a lunch pail boyfriend. I come, I do my job, and I do have my days where I show up and show out, and you know have you know go above myself. But I'm just consistent.
All right. What do you think, Bo? You got anything cooking?
I don't have anything after the garbage I just heard. I'm speechless. So I mean,
garbage.
Yeah, I mean, I was always taught that, you know, try to be nice and not say things that are hateful. So I'm just gonna keep it here.
Yeah. So make sure you get with us on the wake up call. That'll be 404-726-09. That'll come up at the top of the hour. We do, and unfortunately, I laughed when Dylan was like, "I'm coming back with a highlight," and it's that. Like that was the highlight. That was it yesterday. I mentioned it before. The gentleman that did hit the tie-breaking home run yesterday was 0 for 20 going to that at bat. Brenton Doyle is the guy's name. 0 for 20 going to that. The Rockies on a skid of just monumental skid in terms of what they had going on in their last few games. They won their fifth game of the season yesterday. They moved to 5-25 at the hands of Chris Sale. But, Bo, Chris Sale wasn't the issue. I do have a couple of issues yesterday, but Chris Sale wasn't the one.
No, Chris Sale pitched great. I mean, 10 strikes is his best performance all year. I mean, it should have been. It was the worst team they've played all year. So you'd like to think he actually came with a good performance. But the lineup was a little bit so-so, too. A lot of people were angry. I don't think a lot of people understand baseball these days. A lot of Braves fans run their mouths about how much they know on Twitter, but they don't really know anything, not understanding that Sean Murphy didn't start yesterday because the Braves organization is notorious. They don't do day-night games. If you catch a night game, you're not catching a day game the next day. That's why Sean Murphy sat. Now, why Sean Murphy didn't get a chance to come in and maybe pinch hit, and a guy who's hit, you know, a good bit of home runs, I don't understand that. You know, giving Verdugo the day off for Rosario.
That's what got me, dude. That one, I hated that one. I hated that one.
And I don't know why, and I'm not saying I like it at all, but they have treated Verdugo this way. This is the second time they've done this with Verdugo where – they gave him a day off on a day where the next day they had a day off as well. So he's getting back-to-back days off. I don't know necessarily why they're doing that.
Yeah.
But that is something that they've done. This is twice now, and you know, it's Okay. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
You know, in the pushback I saw yesterday, because I had a problem with Rosario being in the lineup, Verdugo not being in the lineup, and the pushback I saw yesterday was like, well, you signed him. He's got to get at bat somehow. Like, does he? Why is that a thing? Like, why does Eddie Rosario need to take at bats away from Verdugo and whoever else? We talked about it yesterday. Ronald Acuna should be decently close to coming back. And then all of a sudden, you're dealing with a little bit of a surplus in the outfield. Right, so why do we got to force Eddie Rosario? And he comes up three times yesterday, two weak dribblers in the infield and a four-pitch strikeout. Like, it was – I was like, okay, I've seen enough. All right, you know, that was cool. Let's get him back out of the lineup. And that's just frustrating to me, man, because it's one of those things. It's like it feels like at times – and, look, I wear it on my chest, man. I've spent a lot of time this year calling out Brian Snicker for some of the decisions. But it just feels like at times that we do things just to do things. If you're Brian Snicker, like, we're just, hey, yeah, we got to get at bats for Eddie Rosario. Why? Why does he need at bats, dude?
I didn't see it that way. I saw it as that for one, they want it's about Verdugo having a day off. See, it don't have a damn thing to do with Eddie Rosario getting at bats. It's about that because they did it before Eddie Rosario ever came to this team this time. So, for whatever reason, they are trying to keep Verdugo, I guess, fresh or kind of what – I don't know 100%. But this is the second time they've given back-to-back days off where he gets a day off before a day off for the entire team. So, for whatever reason, that's their plan with him. I don't think it has anything to do with Rosario. I think if Kelnick would have been here, they'd have done it with Kelnick too. That's just something that they've been trying to do. I just don't understand why, because I think Verdugo, if all goes well, could get a lot of days off starting in July.
Well, that's my point.
So, but it's not about Rosario getting at bats, though. It's just about giving Verdugo days off.
Yeah, well, it obviously comes at the detriment of the Atlanta offense when we've loved what Verdugo has brought to the table. Let's focus back in on Chris Sale for just 1 second. And just talk about the fact that this guy was obviously on the hook for the loss yesterday. It was interesting, though, when I look up and I see six innings pitched and it says longest stint of the year. And I'm like, wow. Like, have we not – we're just now getting to the point where he pitched six innings yesterday. I thought that was a big kind of monumental thing for him.
Sure. But the best part about all of this is he's now put together back-to-back best starts of the year. Because before – this one, he did the one in Arizona where he labored a little bit, but he was pretty freaking good. Gave you five innings. He got you through it. You know, him and Zach Gallen kind of went toe-to-toe in the opening of the stand in Arizona. And I thought he was pretty good. That's a better lineup than what we saw yesterday. And that he got some jams against them. So, to me, it's about he's kind of seemingly honing in and getting some consistency, which you really need. From your the reigning Cy Young winner, guy that's supposed to be the best pitcher on the team. Now you hope that Holmes and Schwellenbach can do similar things to start the weekend against the Dodgers on Friday.
Well, in the moment I was a little disappointed in yesterday was in the ninth inning. We've been giving Ozzie Albies a hard time this week talking on the show that he hasn't been getting on base. He's been striking out or hitting grounders. And yesterday he got on base, right?
Yes.
So it's 2-1. He's on base, and then Eli White comes up, two outs, and I'm like, wait, this could be Eli's moment.
Here it is.
Yeah, and it just did not pan out. But that could have been such a great moment for him.
Yeah, it
definitely you only get one day game-winning home run, I guess, from Eli White a season. And they already had that, Alex.
Braves legend
But
Eli
I thought
White.
The same thing. You know what frustrated, you know what bothered me about it? I didn't like his at bat.
Yeah.
It felt like he walked up there with an 0-2 count to start the at-bat almost. It just didn't feel almost like there was urgency in the at-bat, and a weak fly ball to right field is not, it's just at least put a charge in one.
And I will say this too, because, he's at one of these spots in the lineup. I saw this stat that they posted yesterday, and they do such a nice job with stats on the FanDuel Sports Network. They put up the image yesterday of the Braves 7, 8, and 9 hitters in the last five games. Insane, right? Here's what the stats are. Last five games, Braves, bottom of the order, hitting .373, 9 extra base hits, 16 RBIs, and 13 runs scored in the last five games. That is a complete hat tip to guys like Eli White and whoever else you want to throw into those roles, Nick Allen, It's been nice, man. And those guys have definitely been a big piece of the turnaround. You look at the big boppers in the middle, and they've definitely turned it around. But those guys at the bottom are starting to play their role really well as well. So it's going to be nice to have that squad back home this weekend.
But see, give that credit to that's Eli White. And I know we just kind of ripped him, but that's Eli White. That's Alex Verdugo, because what Verdugo has done has allowed you to move Michael Harris down into that role.
That's a good
right?
point. Yeah, that's a good point.
And so that's getting guys back, and that's guys doing their job, and that's where the credit to me is due.
Yeah. So like I said, they'll be moving on to face the Dodgers this weekend. You'll get Grant Holmes tomorrow night. That'll be nice to get those guys back in town. The Rockies, wish you could have swept them. They're on track to be the worst team in Major League Baseball history. Like, seriously. But nonetheless, man, good to get the Braves back in the house after being hot here recently. Let's go ahead and hit a mic'd up. Today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe, coming at family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations, or maybe you get them on Uber Eats. I want to bring up this story. Allie brought this to my attention yesterday. I think this is something that I would definitely see myself utilizing if I was a traveler coming into Atlanta, mm-hmm. or I live downtown or in Midtown.
Okay.
Obviously, things are a little bit different. I MARTA to the airport because I live in North Sandy Springs, and there's a North Springs MARTA station.
That
so
makes
it's just
sense.
Very, very easy to hop on. Uber Shuttle has announced their launch that will be coming very, very soon down in Hartsfield, Jackson. If you're not familiar with this, it's essentially what they do. They have like a 12-passenger van, and every 30 minutes they are driving to downtown and to Midtown. You can also book up to 5 seats in advance. There's a lot to talk about here, and there's a lot of options. You can bring one personal item, which is hilarious, one piece of luggage weighing up to 50 pounds. They've put those kind of things on it. It says during the promotional period where this thing starts, one-way prices are just $10. And after that, they'll go up to all the way up to $18.50, but it'll be capped at $18.50. Guys, I'm curious to get y'all's take on this. If I was a traveler and one of those people, like I said, that use the airport a lot, I was coming into town, or if I was one of the people that lived in downtown or Midtown, I hope that they eventually stretch this out to Buckhead and some other places, but count me in as a guy that's going to hop on a 12-passenger van. I don't think there's any doubt.
It is so smart. I mean, whatever stress you can alleviate trying to get to the airport these days is just gold. And I think the airport's probably going to be very excited about this as well, because they've had so much traffic with the ride shares to get a whole shuttle going. That just makes so much sense.
Yeah, I'm good. I'll pass. I don't want to ride a shuttle. It'll be like public transit once it gets going. I'm good. I'd rather just get my own Uber. I'll go stand in the line and not have to ride with other people.
Yeah, you're going to pay a lot of money to Uber from the airport. And I don't know if you guys have noticed, but the parking rates have started to go up.
Oh, I noticed it.
Dude, it's
so much.
Insane. So, yeah, like I said, count me in as part of this, Dylan.
Now, if I'm going to my apartment, if my apartment is my final destination,
yeah.
then this doesn't work for me because I'm going in the opposite
direction.
Yeah,
that's kind of where I'm at right now.
So, but there are times, because I've done this before, where if I have to go to the airport right after I finish my duties here,
yes,
I will most definitely be using that, because being capped even at $18.50, that's not a bad rate at all.
And I guess when you really think through it, it's probably a better thing for people that are like I said, that don't live here, because you're gonna stay downtown, you're gonna hit the conference center, you're gonna stay in Midtown. There's all the offices right around where we work. But dude, I just like I said, I'm matching up what the parking prices are right now. I don't mind riding a 12-passenger van. I'll put the AirPods in and listen to a book on tape or something, or read to my girlfriend like Dylan does. So we'll see what happens.
I just don't think this is – I just don't think it's going to be comfortable. I would just rather pay a little bit more and get the Uber. Not to mention it, for me, it doesn't even matter because
unless you're coming unless you're coming to work after like a Falcons game or something, maybe.
But those Uber prices are going to go way up. They want to push you to the shuttle.
Yeah.
So you're going to be paying a lot. But
yeah. It's also probably easier to find the shuttle.
Yeah, but once it all regulates and more people are using that, the Uber prices will come back down. So.
Yeah. Also, reminder, this hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We have the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Was the Ulbrich / Falcons fine? Was it okay? Are you all right with it? I mean, it's $250K to Atlanta Falcons, $100K to Jeff Ulbrich. Or is it somewhere in the middle? One of them deserved it, one of them didn't. I think that's where I'm probably sitting. Also, what are you doing to be spouse or boyfriend, girlfriend of the year? And your favorite card game? Let us know. Maybe there's one I haven't even heard of. Maybe it's something really cool we haven't even heard of yet.